For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from the survivors of South Carolina's Thousand Year Flood. Tammy Mosier and her daughter Laura Mosier were displaced for months after their home near Gills Creek was severely flooded in October 2015. Over the following year, they received help and support from many neighbors in their church, school, and community. So when the one-year anniversary of the flood came last month, they decided to host what they called a gratitude party to express thanks to all those who had helped them towards recovery. Here, Tammy reflects on how she and Laura stubbornly fought to remain positive as they recovered from the disaster and the joy they found in saying thank you, especially to the rescuer who had saved them 1 year ago.
I remember watching him come towards us. We were on the front porch, and at that point, the water was getting up on the porch, and he was a tall man. And I remember thinking, okay, he's tall and I'm not. That's a lot of water. He was coming towards us, walking, you know, across the front yard towards us. And I was just so glad to see him because I was scared. He got up to us and he looked at me and he said, I'm going to get her, pointing to Laura. And he said, I'll come back for you. And I said, oh no, we go together. And so he got Laura and I had the dog and I was just right behind them. And I said, do I know you? You know, are you a neighbor? And he said, no. He said, but something told me that somebody down here needed help. And so he got us to our car, and I had no idea who he was. We left, he left, and I kept asking different people, you know, does anybody know who that was? And nobody seemed to know who he was. And so one day, maybe in February or March, we were driving to school, and we both saw him at the same time. And I said, do you think that's the man that rescued us? And Laura said, absolutely, that's the man. And so he was in his front yard. And so that's how I was able to get in touch with him to invite him to the gratitude party. And so truly, on his invitation on the outside, I wrote, our hero. Because I didn't know his name. What I did learn is that he's really into geology. So he had studied the floodplain maps, and that's why he was coming down to my house, because he knew the land and he knew that that would be an area that might flood. And he must be a very modest man. He didn't feel like he should come to the party. He said, we're not going to know anybody. And I heard later that his wife said, oh, we're going. We're going. And so his name tag, I made name tags for everybody with sort of their connection. So, you know, one name tag might say, you know, washed my clothes for 3 weeks. His said, our hero. And it just said, you know, he was in the right place at the right time, came and got us. And I was so thankful for that. It just felt important to me. I remember thinking, the date is coming, and we have to acknowledge it in some way. There's no way you can just act like it's not the one-year anniversary. And I remember thinking, okay, I can be really sad, and I can play back all the scary parts in my mind, and I can be bitter, and I can be resentful, or I can choose to go a different route, and I can choose to be so thankful that we are where we are, and I liked that option better.
That was Tammy Mosier, who, along with her daughter, used the one-year anniversary of the Thousand Year Flood to say thank you to those who had helped them recover. Tammy's story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of last October's flood. This interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.